9:08 on a Thursday morning, and Jennifer Seaman's in from Mount Home Education Foundation. Jennifer, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Well, you say you're good?
Yes, I'm great. How are you?
All right. I'm having a lot of mic trouble this morning. Well, we have a special guest with us today, Mount Home Chamber of Commerce Educator of the Year, Nelson Wilkes Heron, first grade teacher, Mrs. Laura Beth Baker. They let you out of class to talk to us?
Oh, no way. I'm sitting here with 21 of the sweetest little first graders. Can y'all say good morning? They are super excited about this interview.
I bet they are. Did you always want to be a teacher?
That's a really good question. You know, growing up, I was your typical little girl. I loved to play school with my dolls and my little brother. And I had a degree in radiology as well, so I've always had a passion for working with children. And it was during that career and after starting my own family that I decided to pursue a degree in education. So here we are now, and I get to work with these sweet little kiddos each day.
What do you like most about teaching?
I think just building the relationships with my students and their parents. I love getting to come in each day and see their sweet little faces and help them grow. Just the growth they have from the beginning of first grade to the end is really amazing. And having them come back year after year and visit me and just continue those relationships is something I really love.
Your husband's also a teacher leading our incredible FFA program. And you have three little bombers at home yourself, don't you?
We do. We do. My husband and I are Mountain Home graduates, and so we feel really blessed to be able to pour back into the community that helped us so much as we were growing up and just raising our kiddos in this community, and all the opportunities it offers them is really wonderful.
You know, you have faced challenges this past year like no other. There are school districts across the United States that have yet to go back in person school yet. Mountain Home has been in person since August. How have you figured it out?
You know, and I think Ms. Siemens can probably speak to this a little bit more as well, but we're really thankful that we've been able to be face-to-face this whole school year. And I was tickled this summer when Dr. Long reached out and asked me to be a teacher representative on his Ready for Learning committee. And so it was a great opportunity to work with some community members to collaborate and brainstorm and plan ways to make this a successful year for our students. And I think that just speaks volumes to the community that we live in, because we have, just kind of met the challenges as they came along, and we've had a great school year so far.
Did the kids struggle after missing so much school last year?
Yes, I think it was no surprise that our students were going to be a little behind leading into this school year, just from the abrupt, halt in face-to-face education and the switch to virtual learning last spring. But our administrators met with teams this summer, and they planned our curriculum so that we could fill in those holes and try to bridge the gap in learning for our students. And these children are resilient, and they have just hopped on board and gone along with all of the changes, and they're just really blooming and doing a great job. And, you know, as a mom of three who's also a teacher, I think, we need to give a lot of credit to our parents as well, because they're working jobs and raising families and also stepping in to help us when we weren't able to be face-to-face with our students. So we just live in an awesome community, and it just shows how we are all focused on the success of our students.
And you applied for and received grants from the Mountain Home Education Foundation.
Oh, yes. You know, if I could say to be involved in any foundation, it would be the Mountain Home Education Foundation. They've blessed so many teachers and students over the years, and my classroom has received several grants from them. So whenever they reached out in the fall and said that teachers could propose a grant for opportunities and activities our students would miss because of COVID-19 restrictions, I thought about first grade in the fall, and it's a really exciting time, and our students normally take field trips to the berry farm. So I was excited to write a grant. And we surprised our whole pod with a pumpkin patch in the front field of our school. So our students were able to pick pumpkins and then incorporate some of our science and literacy standards and turn their pumpkins into characters from books that we had been studying in class.
We asked a couple of your first graders to submit questions. Spelling needs some work, but here goes. What is your favorite thing about your class?
Oh, good question. I think I have 21 things that I love about this class, and they're all staring at me right now and giggling. But I love that we are just a really close classroom family. And I tell these kiddos at least every other week, you know, I'm just so proud that they're mine, because it doesn't matter if they see a classmate struggling or a classmate excelling. They just push for each other, and they're so positive and loving. And so just being able to come and be here with this group of kiddos is something that I love so much about them.
Last question. It's a tough one.
Uh-oh.
Maybe we have an extra recess today.
Y'all want an extra recess today? Oh, man.
I think all 21 said yes.
Oh, good question. Yeah. Well, you know, they know that Miss Baker loves to dance and sing, so I'm pretty sure that when we get off the phone, we're going to need a dance party, don't you think? I think we can work that out.
Miss Baker, you and your fellow teachers are everything that is right in our community, and we celebrate you and thank you for all you're doing for the students of Mountain Home Public Schools.
So, well, thank you.
Thank you
so much.
All right, line them out.
I will.
<All right. laughs>